Chinese cars show fierce competition. Subscribe to Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free to hear more. Global and Chinese automakers plan to unveil more than a dozen new electric SUVs, sedans and muscle cars this week at the Shanghai Auto Show, their first full-scale sales event in 4 years in a market that it's developing its own EVs, self-driving car. Global and Chinese automakers plan to unveil more than a dozen new electric SUVs, sedans and muscle cars this week at the Shanghai Auto Show, their first full-scale sales event in 4 years in a market that has become a workshop for developing electrics, self-driving cars and other technology. Automakers are competing to roll out faster, more luxurious, more feature-drenched electric vehicles in the technology's biggest, most crowded market. The ruling Communist Party has invested billions of dollars in subsidies to buy an early lead in an emerging industry. Established global brands face intense competition from Chinese rivals. For the first time since 2019, executives are flying in from the United States, Europe and Japan for the world's biggest auto show after antivirus curbs that blocked most travel into China were lifted in December. Auto shows in the industry's biggest market went ahead during the pandemic, but on a smaller scale. Global brands were represented by employees of their China operations. Drivers in the world's biggest auto market bought 5.4 million pure electric vehicles last year, or about two-thirds of the global total of 8 million, plus 1.5 million petrol-electric hybrids. That was more than one-quarter of total auto sales of 23.6 million. This year's electric vehicle sales are forecast to rise another 30%. Consumers lost interest in petrol cars. That is the biggest challenge for foreign brands to compete in China, said industry analyst John Zung of LMC Automotive. They are going to have to show their best electric vehicle products. Beijing is winding down government support and shifting the burden to automakers by requiring them to earn credits for electric vehicle sales. Manufacturers are pouring billions of dollars into developing models that can compete on price and features without subsidies. Many are forming partnerships to share soaring costs. Auto Shanghai 2023 fills the cavernous Shanghai Exhibition Center, a 1.5 million square meter, 16 million square foot, subcontinent of a building that is among the world's biggest. Volkswagen AG, the country's top-selling brand, says it plans to display 28 models, half of them electrified. VW says it will debut its ID.7 limousine, which promises a 700-kilometer, 435-mile, range on one charge. China's BYD Auto, which competes with Tesla for the title of world's biggest-selling electric automaker, says it will display for the first time its U9 supercar from its luxury Yangwang brand. The automaker says the U9, with a 1 million yuan, $145,000, sticker price, can accelerate from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour, 60 miles per hour, in two next straining seconds. China's auto sales peaked in 2017 at 24.7 million but collapsed in 2020 to 20.2 million after dealerships closed as part of efforts to contain COVID-19. They are recovering but are yet to return to the pre-pandemic level. The ruling party's support for electric vehicle development is part of plans to gain wealth and global influence by transforming China into a creator of profitable technologies. That campaign has strained relations with Washington and other trading partners, which are cutting off access to advanced processor chips used by makers of smartphones, electric cars and other high-tech products. China's own foundries can supply low-end chips used in many cars but not processors for artificial intelligence and other advanced functions. Sales of petrol-electric hybrids and pure electric vehicles rose 26.2% over a year ago in the first 3 months of 2023 to 1.6 million. According to the China Association of Auto Manufacturers, sales of pure electrics rose 14.4% to 1.2 million while hybrids increased 75.1% to 433,000. Tesla and some other brands cut prices by 5% to 15% starting in January after sales growth slowed, though to still robust levels compared with the slack US and European markets. That prompted warnings the squeeze on an industry with dozens of fledgling brands might force smaller automakers into mergers or out of business. China also is, along with the United States, a leader in development of self-driving taxis and trucks. Baidu Incorporated, best known as a search engine operator, is the most prominent among developers that also include Pony.ai, Geely Group, owner of Volvo Cars, Lotus, and Polestar, has announced plans for satellite-linked autonomous vehicles. Network equipment maker Huawei Technologies Limited is working on self-driving mining and industrial vehicles. Baidu and Pony.ai received China's first licenses to offer autonomous ride-hailing services in Beijing with a safety driver aboard to take over in the event of an emergency in 2022. That came 18 months after Alphabet Incorporated's Waymo started driverless ride-hailing service in Phoenix, Arizona. We see very strong support from the government, said Jason Lo of Canalize. At the auto show, Chinese brand Aido plans to display its new M5 SUV with autonomous technology developed in an alliance with Huawei Technologies Limited. The telecom equipment maker is expanding into the auto and other industries after U.S. sanctions imposed in a feud with Beijing over technology crushed Huawei's smartphone business. China's market is so huge that even brands whose strongest selling point is roaring, gasoline-powered engines are embracing electrics. BMW AG says its whole vehicle lineup at Auto Shanghai will be electrified. The German sport luxury brand says it will unveil two new models, the i7 M70L and XM Red Label, and show its M760L in China for the first time. Italy's Maserati, a Stellantis unit known for using high-performance Ferrari engines, plans to unveil its first electric SUV and says its electric sports car will get an Asia premiere. Chinese luxury electric vehicle brand NIO Incorporated, which competes with Tesla at the premium end of the market, plans to display its latest SUV, the ES6. It promises a 610-kilometer, 380-mile, range on one charge. Mercedes-Benz plans to unveil an electric SUV under its luxury Maybach brand and two SUVs. The company also has electric vehicle joint ventures with BYD Auto and Geely Group. Toyota says it plans to unveil two new models in its BZ line of zero-emissions vehicles. Nissan plans to display its max-out electric convertible concept car. Honda is debuting a new prototype for its China-focused e-N electric brand. Despite such investments, Western and Japanese brands need to be more aggressive about electric vehicle development to keep up with China's rapid evolution, said LMC's Zhang. He said many take too long to create models abroad without Chinese input. The model they bring to China lags behind Chinese models by 3 or 4 years in driving range and equipment, Zhang said. They have to learn to design and test cars in China for China. Meanwhile, in other news, Biden hopes to increase sales by reducing vehicle emissions. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on Wednesday proposed sweeping emissions cuts for new cars and trucks through 2032, a move it says could mean 2 out of every 3 new vehicles automakers sell will be electric within a decade. The proposal, if finalized, represents the most aggressive U.S. vehicle emissions reduction plan to date, requiring 13% annual average pollution cuts and a 56% reduction in projected fleet average emissions over 2026 requirements. The EPA is also proposing new stricter emissions standards for medium-duty and heavy-duty trucks through 2032. The EPA projects the 2027 to 2032 model year rules would cut more than 9 billion tons of CO2 emissions through 2055, equivalent to more than twice total U.S. CO2 emissions last year. Automakers and environmentalists say the administration is moving quickly in order to finalize new rules by early 2024 to make it much harder for a future Congress or president to reverse them. Then-President Donald Trump rolled back tough emissions limits through 2025 set under Barack Obama, but the Biden administration reversed the rollback. The agency estimates net benefits through 2055 from the proposal range from $850 billion to $1.6 trillion. By 2032, the proposal would cost about $1,200 per vehicle per manufacturer, but save an owner more than $9,000 on average on fuel, maintenance, and repair costs over an 8-year period. John Bozzella, CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation representing General Motors, Volkswagen, Toyota and others, said factors outside the vehicle, like charging infrastructure, supply chains, grid resiliency, the availability of low-carbon fuels and critical minerals will determine whether EPA standards at these levels are achievable. The proposal is more ambitious than President Joe Biden's 2021 goal, backed by automakers, seeking 50% of new vehicles by 2030 to be electric vehicles or plug-in hybrids. The Biden administration is not proposing banning petrol-powered vehicles, but wants comments on whether it should extend emissions rules through 2035 and on other alternatives. Some environmental groups want the EPA to set tougher rules, especially on heavy trucks. EPA Administrator Michael Regan declined to endorse setting a date to end the sale of new petrol-powered vehicles. He emphasized the proposal is a performance-based standard and not an electric vehicle mandate. Under the EPA proposal, automakers are forecast to produce 60% EVs by 2030 and 67% by 2032 to meet requirements, compared with just 5.8% of U.S. vehicles sold in 2022 that were EVs. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration plans to propose parallel economy standards in the coming weeks. California in August moved to require all new vehicles sold in the state by 2035 be electric or plug-in electric hybrids, but must still seek an EPA waiver to proceed. Regan would not say how the EPA would react to a California request. We'll be on the lookout for that if it were to ever come, he said. Dan Becker, director of the Safe Climate Transport Campaign, said the EPA proposal should have been tougher. Automakers talk out of both sides of their tailpipes, promising electric vehicles while delivering mostly the same old gas guzzlers and lobbying for weak, loophole-riddled rules, Becker said. Under the proposal, the EPA estimates 50% of new vocational vehicles like buses and garbage trucks could be EVs by 2032, along with 35% of new short-haul freight tractors and 25% of new long-haul freight tractors. Medium-duty vehicle rules are projected to cut emissions by 44% over 2026. Please give Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast a 5-star review to help us grow our audience. Subscribe to the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Deezer, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Audible, Gaana, Samsung Podcasts, Google News and the Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Alexa skill. Subscribe to Electric Vehicle News Bite-Size Podcast for free to hear more.